Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black, maybe a little blue. What you gonna do? The man they call Derek.
Yo, yo, yo.
We are gonna review AEW Dynamite for the evening. This is the go-home show before we get to Revolution this weekend. We're going to do a little preview predictions for that as well, at least get Derek's thoughts on it. And some of the matches have changed, so you'll get my thoughts as well on some of the updates that we have and such. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Voice feeling a little froggy, feeling a little hoarse. I don't know what happened to me today, but it's not doing too well. So if you hear some coughing and stuff in this, I apologize.
It's but official tissue.
It's what it's going to be. So let's hit this intro. Let's get into this. And we are going to talk a little pro wrestling. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Guys, before we get into the review, I do have some tributes that I want to pay for the beginning of the show. First, RIP to Mike Jones, a.k.a. Virgil. You may also know him as Vincent from the NWO. He was the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase's bodyguard. Got to show some love. Virgil just always told a great story. One of my favorite memories of Virgil was him becoming the Million Dollar Champion, as you can see in the background of the silhouette there. He fought valiantly to go up against the Million Dollar Man and his evil ways and his money. So RIP to Virgil. Hashtag meat sauce. Hashtag F money. He has so many funny phrases. If you don't know him or see his interviews, the man's was definitely something else. He was tripping.
Virgil was cool, man. I like Virgil.
You know?
He was definitely dope. He fit the part so well. I don't think you could replace that with anything else.
Nah, most definitely not. Always good, man. Always good. So RIP to Virgil, man. And I got a local one that we got to say RIP to as well. RIP to Anthony Gaines. If you are familiar in the Northeast or the Buffalo area, even Canada, you know Anthony Gaines. Definitely an awesome pro wrestler. You've had to have seen his highlights. I believe he is the person who if you've ever seen somebody get pounced out of the ring, that was him more than likely. He was the first person I saw do that. RIP, man. I don't know what else to say. I know ESW has a show coming up here, called Tough Luck. They are wearing purple. They are going to be selling shirts for Anthony Gaines. So if you are in the local area, Niagara Falls, New York, it's going to be at the Frontier Fire Hall. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. You can go to ESWTix.com to get yourself some tickets. I believe Demolition's going to be there as well.
Nice.
So just make sure you guys show out and show some love, man, and be respectful for the ordeal, man. So RIP to Anthony Gaines and Mike Jones, a.k.a. Virgil and Vincent.
Rest up, fellas.
All right. Let's get into the shout-outs for the folks in the chat. I know we have Terrell in the house. What's good, Terrell? I won't pull up any of your stuff here because I think some of it was dated, and then I see you say, wait, what? XGW in the house. Appreciate you guys. What's up? Mike, once again, in the building from The Rock. It's The Rock. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for being here, Mike. Clown in the house. What is good, Clown? Appreciate you. Let's see here. Pro Wrestler Shoot in the house. What's good? Jesse said, I hope I'm still welcome in here. Of course you're welcome. Of course you're welcome. Let's see here. That's big. Yeah, I hear you guys. We're going to talk about the Sting moment at the end there. Matt Lopez says, good evening. Hope everyone is doing well. Appreciate you. And I see your RIP wishes. I appreciate you, Matt. Mike's excited to play WWE 2K14. You should have it around this time next week. Should be out. And I think the Claudio Castagnoli DLC comes out for Fight Forever as well next week. So make sure you check both those out. BJ, hope everyone is having a good Wednesday. I'm ready for that Pizza Hut quality show that only EPW can deliver. No one outdoes EPW. No one. Thank you, Beach. Appreciate you. Deanna in the house. What is good? What is good?
Hello.
Terrell going to his first ever Knicks game tomorrow at MSG. Knicks versus Warriors. Nice. And he's going to Raw at the Barclays Center April 1st.
Nice.
Who you got, Knicks or Warriors?
Warriors.
Really? Are they? What's their record overall? Do you know right now?
Not off the top of my head.
Me either. I haven't been keeping up with basketball. I think by March I'll start getting into full gear with it, like getting ready for the playoffs. No pun intended with the full gear. No. Just realized that. Let's see here. I'm ignoring some of the Sting comments because I know we're going to talk about it later. I see a bunch of people are going to say stuff. B-Boy in the house, what's good, bro? Appreciate you. Rob said, oh my God, they're on time tonight. Cut it out. Cut it out.
Don't do us like that, Rob.
Derek was still late for the show. If you wanted a sense of normalcy. BJ said, equal parts of worry, equal parts of wonder for that that last thing. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into it, I promise. Eric Douglas in the house. What's good? What's good? Mike, appreciate your get well wishes. BJ said, four time champ, baby. Appreciate you guys. Get that autograph and get that meat sauce. Yes. Ace in the house. What's good, Ace? Appreciate you. Appreciate all the mods in the chat. Let's see here. B-Boy said, I'm hitting that ESW show. Didn't know much of Anthony Gaines, but have a lot of indie friends who worked with him in the Northeast, East Coast area, sharing tributes. RIP to all. Thank you, Beach. Cray on Twitch right now. What up, Cray? Appreciate you, family.
What's up?
Matthew Holland in the house. Hi, Sal. Hi, Damian and Damian Marley. Hey. What's good? Appreciate BJ sharing the Discord. If you guys are thinking about joining Discord, man, definitely check us out on there, man. It's growing slowly, but I appreciate it. Renegade, what's good? Says, what's up, fellas? What up, James? What appreciate up? You. Check out the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Here, I'll put a link to the Pro Wrestling Shoot's channel in the chat as well. Show those guys some love. Jesus DeLeon. What's good? He says, sup, Kyra and Derek. Y'all think we get Okada at the PPV?
I don't know.
It's some matches with some mystery people, possibly.
Yeah, definitely. Some matches in there.
Maybe you it's wait, possible. Though. I mean, we got big business still coming up.
Yeah.
So big business is where it could be happening. I don't know. I don't know if you do the Okada reveal just yet. No. Like I said, you got if you had three people that you think in the bag, I think you hold off. What's the rush?
Yeah.
And Jesus talking about something. Are you a Pistons fan?
Malice in the Palace.
Only when I'm playing defense, baby. That's yeah. It, man. That's it.
Malice in the Palace.
Getting hacked, bro. No easy buckets over here, man. I'm taking. I got five. I got five that I could get. Five fouls. It's six now, but I got five, man. Back up off me.
Right.
Yeah, we got to keep it clean, keep it PG. People, last time was hilarious. Oh, yeah, people were bugging. Thank God Big Show doesn't have that visa issue. Here goes James trolling. Captain Troll all the time. Do you miss him a little, though? You miss Paul White? Be honest.
No.
Be honest.
Not at all.
You better be glad I can't play it right now, too. I just caught it. It says I need an update. Lucky. I can do it though. Well, old times. Boss to get ready for Paul. I mean Mercedes. Cut it out. I feel bad for Samoa Joe. His first big video game he's in, and it's not a good game at all. Bro, don't get me started on video games, bro. Video games aren't good because of how great the expense is, and there's not enough people like playing these games before they release them. They want them out so fast that I'm like, well, bro, what are you doing?
Listen, and on top of that, we don't have games like we had growing up. Like Like, what game right now is better than the Metal Gear Solid series?
I like The Last of Us. That's pretty good.
I mean, other than that, like, that could compete with Metal Gear Solid.
Ghost of Tsushima?
Nah. Don't get me wrong. Ghost of Tsushima was...
Spider-Man? That was a great game, bro.
Nah, bro. Better than Metal Gear?
It's not fair. They got a lot of games. I'm just saying. It's true.
Nah, bro.
That's a lot of... Am I lying, y'all? That's a lot of games.
Nah, bro. Not here.
What up, Chad? Kyra, Derek, what up? RIP WWE legend Virgil, ripped to my uncle that passed away yesterday. RIP to your uncle, Chad.
Yes, sir. RIP.
Appreciate it. Jesus, I don't even know what you're talking about when it comes down to this stuff. And yeah, no thoughts from me because I don't know what it's about.
Oh,
you either. And first name we will not be bringing up on here. So yeah, we're going to pass that one. We're going to pass that one. Big D, love the honesty. Always, bro. Derek knows. You're getting hacked if you go up against me. You're going to earn that last bucket.
Right.
Need Paul White right in the center of that business poster. Please stop. Please stop.
All right, y'all. Y'all chill with that.
Man. Favorite moment of Virgil. I told you, winning the $1 million championship and like turning on Ted DiBiase. I remember Virgil was also like the guy that would debut against like Yokozuna. And I remember him being in the NWO. I thought that he was always kind of just like, he was like a cool manager, bodyguard, like just an annoyance really to be there.
I think that was my favorite moment, him being in a little NWO.
Yeah. Yeah. He would fill in like if someone couldn't make it to Starrcade, there's Vincent, but right. You know, Vincent was about to get crushed in the match. Someone said Helldivers 2. I've seen a lot of people talking about that game. Saying it's good. Excuse me. Elden Ring.
Not better than Metal Gear.
Yo, why are you hating? Nah, Rocksteady's Fall from Grace should be studied, Rob says. The answer to Kyra's video game question, Halo is better than Metal Gear.
Absolutely not.
Nah, I can't say that either, Terrell. we're PlayStation guys, so that's definitely going to be a
no. Absolutely not.
That's going to be a no-go. The Last of Us, Elden Ring 3, Baldur's Gate 3.
Nah.
Better
than Metal Gear?
I need to pick up that Metal Gear. Metal Gear is a great series if y'all play it like all the way through. Arkham City was a banger. The Arkham games were really good.
Yes, but they're not. But come on, bro.
Bro, Metal Gear, how many games do they have?
Like
12?
Metal Gear Solid 1, 2,
something. As he counts for 10 minutes, y'all come back to me.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Look it up.
But I tell you right now,
I haven't touched Metal Gear since I got it. Shut up, James. You don't deserve that game then. How dare you? Rob said also Red Dead 2 is the greatest game of the last four generations. Fight me.
Red Dead 2?
People still playing Red Dead.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I'm also agree with Rob. Red Dead 2 was a generational 11. Masterpiece. Told you it was close to 12. That was off top, too.
11.
Does that account the new one? Yeah, see?
Which one?
The
one where I do from...
Right?
I think so. I think it does count that.
Yeah. I played all the OGs back in the day, though. Derek knows. I used to have that joint on deck. But I'm a big Metal Gear fan, though, too, so I can't let it rock like that. Let's get into this, Derek.
Honestly, Metal Gear is the only series that has a... Game of the Year pack.
As they should. Dynamite tonight, we open up with everybody's favorite cowboy, Hangman Adam Page. He has to address what is going on with him and the whole Revolution card. He came out limping out of the Muscle Buster last week. It looked like Hangman might have injured himself. We weren't sure of it. Rumor has it that it could have been for a personal issue he was taking time off for. We don't know. Not officially, at least from him. And he comes out limping. Quick interruption. Out comes everyone's favorite. Whose house? Swerve's house. And he's out. Samoa Joe's at the top of the ramp. Everybody's getting into it. And Joe cuts his nasty, usual, filthy promo. But Swerve cut a promo that I thought was very, very well done. Yes. He convinced you why he belonged, why he was in the match. And then he kind of talked crap about Hangman while he was in the ring with him, but he probably said he's no threat. He's injured. Surprise, surprise, custard pie. And he went over hit him with a crutch. Down, go, Swerve. That was for the intern. He goes down for the count, and Swerve has been swerved. Swerve, bro. This just felt unnecessary to do that. Hangman's the heel in this, right? Like, yes. Nobody's like, let's cheer for Hangman in this, right?
I don't think I'll cheer for Hangman ever again.
Straight buns. I don't know. I didn't care for this. I was just like, what is this?
Yeah, no.
But Swerve did try to set him up like he deserved it, because he was talking about his family too while he's right there, like he isn't there. Yes. Joe smiles at this and he prepares. So the triple threat match is on for those who are worried that it would be gone. Your Revolution AEW World Championship match is still intact.
That it is.
Right? Hangman pulled a Swerve. What a Swerve on Swerve. Clown says Saints Rose 10 more times fun than Metal Gear.
Your trip.
Not all of them. Not all of them. I'll say you could argue that maybe it's better than a couple of them, but I wouldn't say.
First three, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Excuse me. Resident Evil, somebody said.
Mike, I highly disagree with
that. It was all right game.
No, don't get me wrong. Resident Evil was a good game. Definitely good series, but not better than that.
Eazy-E in the chat, he said, might be my bias, but Kraut wasn't feeling Hangman. I told you, I feel like Hangman's heel now.
Yeah.
I think people know. 16 in the chat, 12 likes. Hit that thumbs up. Please do if you haven't, or just double check that you have. OG Metal Gear for me, Mike says. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing's worse than that Raiden joint. Oh, my gosh. I was getting so mad trying to beat those.
Metal Gear Rising.
He says, stop. Don't open that door. This is a mansion. Young Bucks backstage. They're talking about they want to see Sting tonight. They've got baseball bats. I saw the Young Bucks interview. Definitely not making me want to like them, not making me want to watch them. It's it's kind of not cool.
Yeah. A little on the low blowish side.
Yeah, and I also think that they're trying to stay in character in the interview, but
yeah,
whatever. You didn't do it when you should have did this, so I don't care anymore.
Right. At this point in time, it's null and void. I don't wanna hear it, don't wanna see it.
Yeah. Right. Let me see here. That's why I love the energy of wrestling fans. That is true, Mike. Always good. If I had energy, I'd give some more tonight. Hangman has become the Drew of AEW. He's making great points. We just like the other guy more.
I agree with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Let's see. Sting referenced his final Nitro on Dynamite. Bats hanging from the ceiling. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Let's get into our first match of the night. And like I said, my notes are not detailed tonight, so we're just going to kind of give our overall thoughts on this. But we had the Continental Champion Eddie Kingston teaming with FTR in a trios match against the Blackpool Combat Club, if you will. Derek, your thoughts on this one match?
Sloppy.
You didn't like this one?
No.
Why was it sloppy?
I'm just joking. This wasn't sloppy. It just...
I was going to say, there's another match out here that we're definitely going to say that about.
Yeah.
But not this.
No, this was just another trios match that you guys know that I don't care for. I just don't care for a trios match. If you're going to have this, just have it be a street fight and just brawl out. Because I feel like the feud that they have right now, it should just be an all-out brawl. There should be no tagging. There should be nothing. This should just be a solid street fight, hardcore match, however you want to look at it. Get the job done. Trios match? No. Throw it out the window.
I don't think this was that bad. And I'm going to agree with who said it first here? Matt Lopez said great trios. I enjoyed the match too. Jesus is saying this is match of the night. I have one possible argument for it, maybe. And
I got a possible argument for it.
I don't want to hear it right now. BJ putting hate, hate, hate. Didn't like it. They buried Paul Turner when they were out on the floor. He was looking like that feckless corpse referee. I would have rather seen a tag or 4-on-4 with tag rules.
Yeah, I would have taken that.
Somebody says Ryback is in All Elite. No picture, no proof. So not believing that right now. And if you're coming in, if someone's coming in here posting lies, they got to get, we got to get, you get, you might have to eat a timeout.
Yeah. Ryback's not getting that contract, so we can just stop that right now.
Crazy. And I see people posted other rumors in the chat. I'm not going to even address those at this point until I know for sure. I saw people just saying that, but I don't know what's true and what's not. Danielson gets the win. Lockett kinks it into a he said I'm going to stomp his head in. Kinks his nose and mouth were bleeding from the kicks, and then he puts him in a triangle choke. Like I said, I enjoyed this trios match. I really don't have too much to complain about with it. It was solid to me. Hating. So, for those who cried, complained, AEW never does storylines, video packages. You got one tonight with Atlantis and Chris Jericho explaining their history and then explaining the match. Was this good enough for people or no?
Probably no.
This is the stuff, though, that people complain about on the weekly.
But you know what, though? Those are the ones who love to listen to themselves talk.
But, so... let me ask you this. Do you think that you need a video package when someone new debuts, Derek?
I don't need it all the time. I don't.
Would you want it for someone you don't know, though? Like, if someone's coming from CMLL, like, I didn't know who any of those dudes were. Did you feel like you were at a disadvantage watching it, or did you feel less interested watching Atlantis Jr. tonight, like, per se? What up, Connor?
I would say... I think for Atlantis Jr., that deserved a background story.
And they gave it.
And I appreciate that. I'm good with that. That I'm okay.
But what about when it was I'm trying to think of someone from CMLL who came over. I don't know. The insert, just let's make up any wrestler from CMLL. They come over and they just put them on Collision and they're in a match.
So no disrespect to them, honestly, when I say this. No disrespect to them.
Who's them? The fans or
no? Like the
pronouns. Got to define them. No, I'm saying who are you referring to? Like, wait, no. When I'm saying them, I don't know who you're talking about because you like, could be talking about
CMLL.
CMLL. Yeah. Okay.
No disrespect to them. Honestly, I guess I think I say this because I have the general idea of when you announce someone. Like that, it's not going to be well pushed. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a storyline and it's going to be well pushed. So I'm not invested in it. Unless if it's like, okay, if you came in with Roderick Strong, okay, I will take that. I will take a backstory from Roger as to why you're here. Someone from CMLL, I feel like they're not going to use them that much.
So just get to it.
Yeah,
that's how they used to do it kind of back in the day with like WCW guys. Like I said, that's how I found out about Liger, Muta, and them. I didn't really get like some great background story. I watched the match and I listened to what Jim Ross was saying. I'm like, oh, what's a New Japan Pro Wrestling? I've never heard of this.
Right.
Oh, there's someone over there named Chono and watch all these people. And I was like, oh, okay. And I just remembered the names and then I seeked it out and I loved them.
Yeah.
Like afterwards.
Like for them, I feel like that's the best way to go because you're promoting a wrestler from a different an indie company or just a different company in general. And that prompts you to say, all right, listen, JR is talking about this. He's going in depth about this guy or this woman. Let me go see where they're actually at and where they're coming from and what they have done over there. Here, I just feel like it's more so like in AEW or WWE, it's more so just get straight to the point.
Right. I'm going back. Connor said, how many times have we heard insert old wrestlers last show ever? Listen, I don't think Sting coming back, bro.
Nah, I think Sting's done, bro. Yeah, Sting is done.
Sting is like two splashes away from turning into dust. Like, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean, like, Sting's just, he's older. He doesn't need to do this. He's doing this for fun.
Yeah, he's got his company and everything, so he's good.
Yeah. There was another one here. Connor said, bring back Lucha Underground. That's where I found out about guys like Sammy Guevara, another indie wrestler who shall not be named, John Morrison, etc. I mean, Morrison and them have been around. They were the reason probably why you came in to watch it. Ricochet, too. A lot of people discovered Ricochet from that show. Probably didn't even know he was on there. Yeah, there's a lot of talent. Like I said, go out there, watch them, and if you like them, find out more. That's the best way I could put it for some of it. Clown says, if someone's sticking around, give me a package, even if it's just a one-off match. Unnecessary as an 80s baby who loved ECW in the 90s. I didn't need a video package for one-offs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the ones that come in and they're one-offs or they're not going to be on the show that much, I don't feel like they – I don't want to say they don't deserve it, but I feel like it's not needed only because they're not going to be there that much. Now, if you build a story behind them or, I mean, around them with somebody else involved, okay, I need a story package about that. But a story package on them just coming in and we don't know anything about them, it's like, well, you're going to talk enough about them anyway. So if you talk about them during the match, that's going to prompt me to watch the match and also look them up. Like, all right, listen, let me figure this out because I like what I see. Let me get the storyline from where they're coming from versus what I'm getting right now. Right now, I just want to see you go.
Truth. Terrell says he feels it's unfair. We never got Sting and Undertaker. I mean, you know who to blame for that already. That should have been Sting's last match instead of the tag. Do you want to see Taker still in the ring too, though?
I think at that time it would have been fine.
No, back at WrestleMania 27, it would have been fine. We are at WrestleMania 40 now, Derek.
True.
Hang that ish up. No more. Love the way Lucha Underground was filmed. Yeah, totally like fan fiction television show style. I wish it would have stuck around. I don't know. It probably didn't get enough support, sadly. MLW had Lucha Underground segments. Yeah, it was Lucha Azteca, I think it was, or Azteca yeah. Underground, I think it was. Yeah, they did it for like a year. Chair Relax, I think the quick promo is a good idea for these unknowns. Yeah, you could do it. I mean, like I said, is it a promo if the announcers say it? I don't know.
I think it could be if the announcers do it. Because I feel like for certain wrestlers, it works. For certain wrestlers, it doesn't.
Mike said, I hope Sting goes back to WWE. Listen, Sting's not wrestling anymore, guys. I just don't see it. If Sting goes back, they must be offering a big bag.
Yes, they have to be.
And one-on-one? If the other person can't carry, who's going to carry?
Right.
I don't see it. But Kyra, you can make Sting versus Undertaker cinematic if you did it today. Yes, a dream match should not be cinematic, but if both companies want it. But then who's paying for that, though? Where's the money? Like, there's no fans in the arena for a cinematic match. Maybe. I don't know. It would depend if you could gauge interest, I guess, in it. Let's keep it moving here. Tony Schiavone interviews Will Ospreay, Derek. Much needed, I think, for energy of the show.
Yes. definitely nice breath of fresh air to see Will Ospreay finally on the full-time card. It's nice to have him here. I definitely feel like his presence is definitely going to change what's the word I'm looking for? The lay of the land, we'll say that.
Yeah, Ospreay's that dude. This is a bigger pickup than I think people are giving it credit for. This is what I was talking about, though, when I said no matter what AEW does, nothing's going to be good enough right now.
Right, yeah.
You signed someone who many consider the best in-ring wrestler, bell to bell. Like, if you want to see a great match, this is the guy you call up.
Yeah.
And is it going to do anything in the ratings? Maybe not. Maybe so. I don't know. But it feels very weird that there's no buzz for that. If they get Mercedes, you got one of the best in-ring, bell-to-bell, in my opinion, Mercedes Moné. Come on. And then you, yeah. And then if they get Okada, the trifecta, the hat trick, fam, that's big. I will say this though: Will Ospreay's match build up here with Konosuke Takeshita is kind of dumb.
Yeah,
that they're gonna fight within their own faction. Why would Don Callis do that? I don't know. If they were gonna break Will off, I think you could have told a better story by having Will Ospreay and Konosuke Takeshita beef. Battle it out and then separate. But
that's the best way you could do it.
He could have just said, Don Callis could have said, I don't like the way you've been operating since you've been over in Japan and you lost the match against Bullet Club. What's going on? I don't support losers like that. And
right.
Whoa, what's this, Don? And Takeshita can beat you.
Right.
I just think we could have did this much better than how we just built it up as, oh, they're friends. But I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it, but I'll say this. The match will probably be excellent, period. So if that's what you care about, then that'll be good for you.
Yes.
E says Sting's going to do a Legends contract like all the other big old-timers. They'll put him in the game. Yep. Sting is retiring, yeah. Never say never. Sting can still have a cinematic match with Taker, but Sting is tired. He's done. I don't see what having a cinematic match with Taker is going to do. And why would Taker risk it after he had a great match with AJ? Like, that's it. Don't risk it.
Yeah, no.
It was the best way for him to go out. I only want Sting to sign a Legends deal so I can get him in 2K. He doesn't need to wrestle anymore. Great last run in AEW. Leave it at that. Tony Khan treated Sting with the utmost respect.
Yes.
I think his run in AEW was better than WWE. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm sticking to that.
Yeah, I do not disagree with that at all. I think his run in WWE was just
could have been better.
Could have been way better. I think his run in AEW has been well received by everybody. But you know, that's just me. I'm just spitballing here. I could be wrong.
Right? Unless TK starts offering exclusive legend contract, is Sting the first AEW Hall of Famer in your opinion?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had to offer it to somebody, I think Sting would be that guy.
I couldn't agree more.
Let's see. Easy said play more Fight Forever if you want to play with Sting. Mad rude. If Sting ends up in future 2K games and has nothing to do with the Legends deal, i.e. Ultimate Warrior, yeah. Rio and Yuka are waiting for you, bro. Derek, getting into the next matchup here as they build that intrigue to that. We have Orange Cassidy versus Nick Wayne, announced later in the day by Tony Khan. International Championship, fine matchup. We had interference from Undisputed Kingdom, Roppongi Vice. Daniel Garcia distracts Nick Wayne, who is facing his father, Christian Cage, at the pay-per-view. Orange Punch for the win. And Orange and Roderick, this is all leading to a big match with them. I don't know if you have anything you want to add to this, but we'll get to the preview and predictions soon.
No, we could bypass that.
Backstage with the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. Still feeling them. I don't know when we're going to get this match, though. It's not at Revolution. No. Do you wait until Ring of Honor? Supercard of Honor, maybe? Do you do that match?
I would.
I think, or are they going to push this till Double or Nothing? Keeps them all busy. Yeah. Sell some shirts and stay busy.
I guess you could push it up until that point.
I did laugh with the Max Caster thing when they were like, he was like, Max, you messed up your rap last week. You think anyone noticed? Yeah, they noticed, bro.
Right.
I don't know. Pro wrestler shoot hiss. Here y'all go. Ospreay versus Takeshita will probably deliver a great match. I think so. Sting and Dustin, AEW's Hall of Fame. Goldust should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. I think he will be once he gets the chance to. Sorry for the coughs once again. I told you guys, though, I really think that for the Hall, like Legends, Sting, Dustin, and all of them, they should be allowed to go wherever they want and do whatever they want for the video games. They should be in both. But that's in a perfect world. I know people want to have exclusives, but pay the Legends, bro. They should be getting checks from as many people as they can get.
Right.
Hey. Let it happen. Ace, that match should be amazing. Talk about Ospreay, Takeshka. Roddy better win. Nick Wayne has great gear. He was screwed out of this match. Christian's having a hell of a run. He is. He is. Christian's the top heel right now, in my opinion. Let me see here. Fax Deanna, fair. Okay. Okay. I see people here in the chat. Chris Statlander, Sky Blue. This is a good match. This is my other match. I think you could argue was match of the night.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this match. This match was good.
I told y'all that women's division been stepping it up.
Yes.
Sky Blue had Julia Hart out there with her. Chris Statlander had Stokely and
Willow.
Willow, not that Willow. Willow Nightingale. And yeah, this was great. Stokely had promised no more cheating from Rampage and Collision, and tonight he pulls out a chain when she has the chance and the ref's back is turned and the ref catches him. Hey, I see the chain. This allows Julia Hart to slide in, hit Chris Statlander with the belt. Code Blue by Sky Blue, and hey, hey, heck of a play. Sky Blue took some nasty bumps in this, for the record.
Like
on the outside, and then that one where they flipped her over on her lower back, I was like, dang, bro. Yeah,
I definitely thought like that was going to be like a hip stinger for her. Like, I don't know. She landed so hard and awkwardly. I'm like, I'd be surprised if she still wrestles.
Yeah. Yeah. They were wilding out with that. I just couldn't believe it. But good thing, man. Good thing with that. We got a question in the chat from Mike. Mike wants to ask everybody, who is the best modern day referee? Who's your favorite ref, Derek?
Favorite ref of all time?
Well, no, today. Modern day.
Today.
I don't know. That's tough.
That is tough.
I'm probably still gonna go with my guy Paul Turner. Or Red Shoes has been around for a minute. Yeah, we'll go Paul Turner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll say Bryce.
here you go. Bryce in that hip, that drop down.
That hip, bro.
Came and watched, Terrible Bosses because of you. Ruined. Forever ruined.
Forever unclean.
Pro Wrestling Shoot says, I'm watching Dynamite now. E says, Aubrey for me. Adam. Rick Knox. How dare you, BJ? Nobody says that. Nobody.
Ricky Knox.
We get to the Young Bucks. They find Sting's locker room. They go in to rush it, but then all the baseball bats are there clanking around, and they're like, oh, he's not here. Sting, mastermind with the games. And then we lead into, Derek, was this your match of the night? Lionheart Chris Jericho versus Atlantis Jr.? You can keep it a buck. Go ahead.
No. Honestly, I'm going to have to say my match tonight was the women's match.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to keep it honest what you were saying about this one while we were watching live?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's all yours. Floor is yours. This is a 5-star banger. No errors in this.
You know what? I'm going to say that.
Yeah, right. What up, John G?
Nah, for real, man. This was really good, bro. This was a good match. There was no hiccups. I can't tell a lie. This match was horrible.
Jericho didn't look good in this one. I'm not gonna front.
No,
and I don't want to talk bad about anybody. And I'm just trying to keep this about Jericho's skill because all the other stuff is still out there right now. We don't know. There's a lot of question marks around Jericho and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's what it is, man. And yo, what's up with this Google? Google Atlantis Jr. They told you who he was. Cut it out. Oh, when they show the video package, it's not good enough now. They show the video package, right? I hope they didn't have one on social media, because if there was one on there too, oh no.
Oh yeah, no, this I got scared for Jericho a couple times. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I definitely think it's time for him to just be like, all right, yeah, it's time for me to step away. Or at least go on tour. Do, you know, back away from wrestling for a while. That way you're still moving around, doing what you gotta do so that your body doesn't lock up on you. But as of right now, I am burnt out on Jericho.
Yeah, same. I'm burnt out on a lot of people on this roster, truthfully.
Yeah.
I mean, you're hearing it about some people feel that way about Moxley. Some people feel that way about the Bucks. Some people feel that way about Jericho. And I'm sure I've heard people saying, like, yeah, let's get the belt off Joe. I just feel like now we're in this, like, everyone's trying to pull for certain directions.
Right.
And it wasn't like that before.
I feel like a few people have crossed the threshold of space-time continuum and everything. Because they want. And the more you want, the more you get, but then the more you're unsatisfied with what you wanted.
It's getting rough out here. In typical classic politicking fashion, they refuse to tap out in this match. Jericho locks in the Walls of Jericho. Atlantis throws in the towel for Atlantis Jr. so he didn't have to tap out. They hug. It looked like Jericho and them were going to beef at a few points of time, and then they all raised their hands, and they got the great moment here. Yeah, yeah, that was about it for this one.
Yeah,
I'm not mad. Everybody, you got your video package if you didn't know, so be happy.
But see, that's a video package that I think needs to happen. That's one that should happen. That way you should know what's going on. But some of the other stuff is just like, all right, now just get to the point.
BG said this match was mud butt doo-doo butter. Ribs. Atlantis Jr. versus Jericho match of the year contender. I said it earlier, Jericho going back to Lionheart, hoping he could travel back to the time when he wasn't accused. Whoa, Clown, I can't say that. You trying to get me demonetized. Jericho's probably jet lagged, that's true.
Probably.
Renegade say, don't you know Conan rat them to, yo, chill. BJ said it was a joke. Can't joke about things like that, BJ. Okay, who's your favorite all-time referee? Mine, Hebner Brothers. Yeah, Earl Hebner's probably the all-time favorite.
Yeah.
I have a great Earl Hebner story, but I can't tell it because there's a lot of profanity in it. And I was laughing from it. Not like he said something bad to me, but I was laughing from it. Shout out to Earl. Just wild dude. I heard Rick Knuckles the judge. Yo, chill. Atlantis Jr. was good. What do y'all think of that new Dynamite logo? I don't mind it, but I've also been told that that's not the logo. That's the font for the logo, but that's not how the color scheme's going to be, which I'm fine with. I saw people putting up like Power Rangers and Doritos and crap like that.
I wouldn't be mad if it was like that, though. I mean, Power Rangers made a lot of money. Still making money.
Yeah. Yo, shout out. Did you ever watch The Toys That Made Us? Yo, players sold it to someone. They had to pay him to take it back. And he got paid again. I don't even know if he owns it still. Saban, was that the name? Saban Entertainment?
Saban? Or...
I don't think it was Saban. I always called it Saban.
But... Is it Saban? Oh, yeah, it was Saban, yeah. Yeah, Saban Entertainment or something like that. Yeah.
That's a good logo. I still don't care about Wardlow. Geez. So MJF's returning for that Dynasty pay-per-view. I don't know if he's healed. Maybe. Jericho's still wrestling. Z's. Dang. Dynamite logo looks like the NASCAR with the rainbow coloring.
Yikes.
Atlantis Jr. Who dat? Go Google it. They gave you a video package. So I'm going to keep saying. See, I love that AEW can continue the Jericho Atlantis thing. WWE higher-ups would be like, why would we do that? AEW has a leg up because they exist in the real world, in my opinion. Okay, E. So, Meat Madness that was on the card for this show is out. The same people are going to be in another match, but it's going to be called All-Star Extravaganza. I don't know why I just did that. They're going to have Archer, Hobbs, and Wardlow, but they're going to also add in Jericho, Hook, Brian Cage, and two mystery people as well.
Right.
Derek, I'm going to get your predictions on this right now. Who wins All-Star Extravaganza? Mystery person? One of these guys? Got to have somebody in there who's going to crush.
Oh, man. This one's tough. All right. I'm going to go... Well, my mind is telling me one thing. My heart is telling me another. I want to say Hobbs should win the match.
He should. I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either, but he should.
I think it's going to be War Dog.
Yeah. Now they're starting to, not necessarily like individually push him, but they're pushing him more now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we'll be skipping that one in the review, but yeah, so we're both taking Wardlow, sounds like, for that. Before the final one, we got some matches for Rampage here. We got Riho versus Trisha Adora on Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That match looks phenomenal, and always enjoy Riho. Trisha Adora is also phenomenal, though, if you watch Ring of Honor. I've seen her highlights and things like that on there. Yeah. Looks like the women's division sounds like they're killing it down there.
Yeah, the women's division is really top-notch right now. Like, I know it was struggling in the beginning, but it's getting way, way better. Way better.
You have Magnus versus Matt Sydal. I can hear it now. Who's Magnus? Do I need to Google it? Just watch the damn match. It's an hour-long show. What you want, 15-minute video package before this match starts? Half the damn show.
I mean, honestly, if you do that, then I don't know. Like, what? So if you do the video package, does it bear any weight or any value on who the said person is?
I mean, I guess some people want to know. You could argue this either way, I think, at the end of the day. It's just a preference in how you like people present it. And we have Rugido taking on Claudio Castagnoli. Should be fun once again.
Yes, sir.
That'll be another one. Main event time. It's Sting's final Dynamite. You know that everyone's favorite. Oh, and I'm sorry. There is a match announced for Collision. Orange Cassidy, Trent Beretta, Hook, and Daniel Garcia versus Christian Cage, Killswitch, Brian Cage, and Roderick Strong. Yeah, multi-man mayhem, it sounds like. Yes. Sting comes out, and here we get the Young Bucks. They start ripping off people's masks on their way to the ring. Who's one of the people in the mask? It's Darby Allin. He comes in. He's getting jumped. It's 2-on-1. Out comes Ric Flair. Ric Flair comes out in the slowest walk that you will ever see to the ring. He takes off the jacket like he is 60 million years old, ready to fight. He's throwing some punches. They're selling for him. Ric Flair eats the low blow. Down he goes.
Yes.
Slowly. And, They're getting ready. Sting's music hits. The Young Bucks run up the stage with the bats. Sting comes down from the rafters like he used to.
Which is a nice touch. That's a nice touch.
Haven't seen that in a while. I know some people thought it was disrespectful with the Owen stuff. I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel about the situation.
No, but I don't think it is. There has to be. You gotta remember, Sting was doing that before Owen.
He was technically, but I'm not going to get into feelings about it. That's just what happened. It's what it is. Sting comes down. Him and Darby have the bats. They pull up the bats. Derek knows they feel that ricochet off the aluminum bats. Sting puts the beat down on them. They get chased away. Sting walks away standing tall in the final Dynamite with Ric Flair and Darby Allin in the ring.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
I really, 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 really hope that this goes away according to plan or according to how fans of AEW want this to happen. it should. But, you know, if it doesn't, you know, I'm sure everything will turn out fine. But I think it's just a certain way.
Put your scores in the chat of what you thought tonight. We could do it out of 10, whatever. Derek, does this Dynamite have enough juice to pass for you?
No.
Not good enough?
No.
Chat, let me know. Thumbs up, thumbs down, out of 10. Give me something here tonight. I don't think it was the best go home.
It's not the best, but it's certainly not the worst. But it's still bad.
Tough. Matt Lopez says the All-Star scrambles for an AEW World Championship shot. Mike's talking about his dream game, WWE versus AEW versus WCW, ECW. Yeah, good luck with that. You might as well get fired, bro. Right, you want that. I want to know your thoughts about Sean Spears returning to NXT, but as Sean Spears. I find it funny that a lot of people... I guess Sean Spears was the mystery man apparently for the video packages on NXT. That's cool and all. And now he's Sean Spears versus Ty Dillinger when he was the Perfect 10 and everything.
Right.
But now people care about Sean Spears. And I saw people like laughing, like, oh, I didn't even know he wasn't with AEW anymore. Ha 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 ha. And I'm just like, this is the flex.
Right.
I guess. And that's no disrespect to Sean Spears, but I don't know. Okay. Let me see here. Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestle Weekly, co-host of Clash of the Podcast, Monday live at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. Gentlemen, 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 brother Conrad, my guy Derek, tonight's show was weird. It was good and bad at the same time. Love Sting, but closing segment was a little weird. Overall, not bad.
My guy Hubs. I don't know. I
can feel the focus is not there anymore for me personally.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something has happened since Punk left, maybe. Like, maybe they're missing attention to detail. They're missing something.
Yeah, so something definitely seems off. Yeah, they have to rework it. And you can't shut it down fully. You have to really just rework it, and we'll just have to go from there. But as of right now, it does feel a little stale.
Just AEW in general?
Just a touch. You know what? Like, just a touch.
Like, do you think Revolution's going to be bad? Like, are you not excited for it?
No. I'm excited for Revolution. I don't think it's going to be bad. But as far as, like, Dynamite goes and everything, like, I think things need to be shaken up. Things need to change, because I feel like now you're getting to the point where.
What do you say though? Like, you want a brand split between Collision and that show? No, like, what do you say?
No.
Okay.
No. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think AEW needs
Renegade. Yes, they did explain why Jericho Atlanta Jr. happened. I'm trying to just get through these comments here.
God, I don't know how to word it. I definitely feel like AEW is in a rut, or not even so much.
They've been in a rut, bro.
I mean, like they've been in a rut, but I feel like this is a different kind of rut. Like I don't know how to put my finger on it. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like it's just a different kind of rut, and the rut isn't making sense to me.
Yeah. I don't, like I said, maybe they need, I don't know. I think hiring Scott D'Amore is the first step in getting this thing back on track. And like I said, let Scott D'Amore have AEW or Ring of Honor, excuse me. Tony could just focus on AEW. That's it. Scott D'Amore has a great relationship with Impact. People who you want from there will come over to see Scott. I promise you. Yes. He will pay dividends in the long run.
Yes. Sometimes you got to be strategic with what you do, and with what you do, being strategic will get you where you need to be.
He said, didn't seem like the crowd was feeling the Bucks or just me. No, I thought the same thing, man. I think the Bucks are down bad. BG said, who is Corazon de Leon. Yeah, that's Lionheart Chris Jericho, for those who don't know. And yeah, they did show a video package for him tonight too, to explain it. I love when Sting does the mask gimmick. This is fitting for his last Dynamite. Yeah, I'm gonna miss Sting on the real.
Oh, absolutely. It sucks, but we get it.
Here he goes, reunite Big Show and Sting at Revolution. Who's with me? Yeah, why James trolling you, bro? On the real, though, in all honesty, they were tag team champs, though. The Giant and Sting were tag champs.
I don't remember that.
Let me see here. Sean says, I'm hoping Sting and Darby retain either new tag champs or in a tournament, or Darby chooses a new partner after Sting retires. That would be interesting.
It would be.
Rating of tonight's Dynamite, 5.5 out of 10, 6 out of 10 for Ace. Yeah, Sean gave it the 5.5. It was decent, but better than their lowest shows this year. I guess that's fair.
Yeah, that I can take that.
Like, if this was getting a grade, I feel like what Sean said and Ace said, like, it's coming with like a 55 or a 60 out of 100. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Matt Lopez is going 7 out of 10. EPW 10 out of 10. Remember, put Atlantis Jr. versus Jericho in your EPW ended. Do not do that, because I will go off. I will go off. I stayed awake for it. I've been all day drinking and enjoying legal recreational activities in the state of California since 10 a.m. So good for AEW for keeping my attention.
Right.
5.5, Mike says. WWE stole another one from AEW. Cancel Christmas, like Kenny Baum would say. WWE fans flexing Tama too. You got Tama Taga. Good. You guys should have been at somebody's sign. I was always a fan of Sean Spears. How dare AEW fans tell me otherwise? HBK. Sean Spears, LOL Pro Wrestler Shoot says, yeah, James, perfect 10 fan. Listen, Sean Spears, all right. They're missing QT. Yeah, QT had to come back. Remember that. Believe that.
Right.
All right. So we talked about All-Star Extravaganza. We're sticking with Wardlow. I think he'll get the world title shot in the future.
Yes.
Let's go through this real quick. Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita. Derek, how you feeling about this, man?
I definitely feel like this is going to be match of the night. I feel like they're going to sell this match from start to finish. No hiccups, no nothing. I definitely feel like this is going to be the match to beat.
This is the match that deserves 20 minutes.
Yes, this is a match that deserves to be at the end of the card.
See, I think this could get people hyped up too, but this might be the match that you need when like something feels lull.
Yeah.
True that. Who wins this though? Does Takeshita keep the momentum or
I want to say this should end in a draw.
Really?
Yes. Because Will Ospreay doesn't have like the mentality that Takeshita has right now. I feel like Takeshita wants to legitimately bury him in the ring and just be like, "All right, there's no way, shape, or form where you're better than me, and I'm about to end this right now." And I feel like Ospreay wasn't taking it serious enough.
So you're predicting the draw.
I'm predicting a draw. Yeah, it should be a draw. I don't think it's going to be, but that's what I'm
predicting. I think Ospreay gets the win, and this leads to a bigger divide in the Don Callis family, which, okay, cool. Moving on. Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong for the AEW International Championship. I predicted Roddy's got to win this. Undisputed Kingdom has nothing going on right now.
Yeah, Roddy wins this.
I'm just tired of Orange's champ. I'm not going to lie. Like, he's been champ, I feel like, since last year.
Basically. And don't get us wrong. We love Orange. Orange is definitely that guy. He does what he needs to do. But it is time for him to relinquish that title.
They got to do something with this. Yeah, Roderick would be someone who could carry this for a little bit temporarily.
Right.
I agree with that. Coming back here to the chat real quick. Hub says title wouldn't be vacated later that night, but Dynamite Darby will come out with both belts announcing choosing a new partner. Tony announces a tag tournament. Roddy for the win. Strong's got it. Roddy better win. Someone said Orange Yawn. Whoa. Well, Ospreay best is today's all. He can't say Tony Khan got this one wrong, but now it's all about how they use him. I say Swerve Ospreay at Wembley, no brainer. I've predicted it since the beginning of the year that they're going to do that. That's the move. Eddie Kingston, Brian Danielson, Derek.
This one. Oh God. This one was tough. I don't think I really cared for it that much.
This was one I thought they were going to do for like Super Card of Honor, but they pulled it out early. Who goes into Ring of Honor's pay-per-view as the champion, Kingston or Danielson?
Probably Danielson.
I took Kingston for the win, but you think Danielson pulls it off? I think Sean said the same thing.
Yeah, I think Danielson pulls it off. Only because the certain I think Danielson gets this.
Yeah, Matt Lopez says he wants Brian to have one last title run. Let's see, Brian, but he shakes the hand of Eddie at the end. Yeah, new champ, BD. I don't know. I still like Eddie a lot, man. Keeping it with the BCC, John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli versus FTR. This one should be a banger.
It should be. Definitely should be a top-notch match. Now, see, this is a tag team match that I can watch. When it's two-on-two, when you start adding extra players to the match, then it just turns out to be sloppy. And I haven't said that in a long time, but I definitely feel it'll be sloppy. If you add...
Who you got winning this?
Oh, God. Oh. FTR.
I picked them, too. Had to. It might be the Moxley fatigue. People keep bringing it up. Like, he's just on every show, and they're like, yeah, I'm over it. Tired of it.
Yeah, might be.
FTR for the win from Matt. Prayers up, Conrad. Clearly playing hurt tonight. God bless. Get well. Yeah, I already announced it before, man. I've said it multiple times. I apologize for the coughing. Can't get over all this stuff, man. I don't know. One day I'm good, then I'm back, then I'm back down again. Can't fix it right now.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough out here.
BCC wins. It'll be a BCC night. Mox yawn. Yo, tough crowd tonight, bro. But you see what I'm saying? The mixture, though, of like not everybody feels the same about stuff.
True. Yes, this is very true.
I just wonder if that's what makes the difference for some people when it comes to this. TNT Championship, Christian Cage, Daniel Garcia. Who you liking?
Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
What pipes are you referring to, sir? Sir!
Sir! Grab me those over there.
Not appropriate. Not appropriate. Christian Cage, Garcia. You really got Garcia winning this, or you just talking crazy?
Nah, I'm going with Danny boy.
New champ. Cause of Copeland?
Cause of Copeland. I definitely feel like it has to be this way in order for this feud. Cause this feud just started, bro.
Which feud? Christian and him? Yeah. Well, this isn't a feud though.
I mean,
because Copeland's still a background player. That's the main objective, I feel.
I feel like it has to happen in order for Copeland to get the title. Christian has to get the title back from Danny. Danny wins. Christian gets the title back after a little bit of time just to delay the inevitable of Copeland coming back in order for Christian to get the title back. And then we finish our story with Adam Copeland beating Christian finally.
Clowns taking Cage. Did we talk about Maxxine Dupri booing? No. cheer and boo whoever you want. That's what I say. I don't care, right? With me?
I agree.
Hub says, observation, AEW is not a bad product. It's just a product lacking direction. They need to refocus. The talent is there. Could be. I think there's nothing wrong with him hiring a couple writers. When I say a couple, I literally mean two or three.
Yeah.
Help Tony write the shows. Maybe say you're in charge of the main title, you're in charge of tag teams and trios, and you're in charge of the women's divisions. Like, pass that out and spread it out.
I agree with that.
I don't know. But get a couple writers, write the show together. That's it. Get some input from some key people. That's it.
Yes. I think right now, as things are rolling, I think right now you have to stay with what's being done with this whole, you know, this whole situation. But then you get somebody in who can write it and manipulate it the way that it needs to be in order to be a big seller for the company. But other people have to have their hands out of the mix.
You're referring to the EVPs?
Yes.
Okay. Matt Lopez, interesting thoughts. Garcia wins with the help of Adam Copeland, leading to Christian versus Adam in a lights out match in one of the AEW Canada shows. That'd be a fire way to end it.
It would be.
Just putting it out there. I agree. Let's go to, where was I? Christian retains number one heel, Sean says.
Yes.
Unpopular opinion, Daniel Garcia is not ready. He's close, but not yet. I keep telling people, I think Garcia and Yuta are their he who we shall not speak of, and Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
Viva la raza.
I lie, I cheat, I steal.
This, that HBK Sid Brett title swap book, and Derek, whose feelings you trying to protect? Why not end in a DQ? LOL. Who are you trying to protect, Derek? Renegade says, is this pay-per-view worth $50? For Sting's retirement, maybe. Yes. Maybe.
Yes. I think they have to go out on a little. God, I can't talk tonight. I feel like they have to go out on a high note for Sting. And I think that's only fair. So I definitely think that a 50 spot might be good for this point. Do I agree with it? Probably not. But I think for Sting, a 50 spot is what needs to happen.
Yeah, it boosted Sting being gone. And
yeah,
you got quality matches here, too.
Yeah, this card doesn't look
It's not the matchups is the issue. No. It's the getting into parts of the stories for some of them. Yeah. But like I said, here's the matchup. This has been built very well, in my opinion. Tony Storm versus Deonna Purrazzo. Women's division has been great.
Yes. Those who disagree with that, you're crazy right now. Like I will say you are legitimately crazy because, again, we've been wanting the women's division to be so top notch right now. Because it started out bad. It started out rough. We all know it. We all disagree. We all agree to the fact that it was rough. But it has gotten so much better. I don't see how you could really not like what the women's division is doing. The women's division is kicking ass right now.
Yeah, they're doing great. Mike said, take some hauls. I promise you, as soon as I'm finished with this, I will go grab some. I promise you, I got them right downstairs. Pro Wrestler Shoot sounds like he has to buy the show, but he is not happy about it. Let me keep going here real quick, guys. Sorry, I'm just trying to power through this. Elliot Gibson, thank you for joining us. Welcome into the chat. Appreciate you, family. Feel better and please get some rest, Conrad. I promise you, as soon as I'm done, I'm going to lay it down. The proper way to cover your mouth with the crook of your elbow, learn, kids. Doing my best, brother. I'm doing my best. I agree at high note what Derek said, which is why I predict Sting and Darby retain. Sadly, not work $50. If you take me back to the year 2000 and charge me $39.99, I'm cool with that. $10 less. I just don't think you could charge that little amount now.
Yeah, no,
that's too little.
Yeah, they have a lot that they have to.
You have to balance the cost of pay per view, and they're going to get a piece of the money too.
Yeah.
Listen, wait till the end of the year when AEW can announce what they're doing with like television and streaming and stuff like that. That'll be a big day for them.
Yeah.
That's what we need to pay attention to.
That once that hits, that'll be a game changer for them. That'll definitely be a game changer. But we have to sit back and
wait. Here's the thing, because when the pay per views aren't $50, that's when people lose motivation too as to producing better shows.
Yes.
End of the day, WWE show is $7 for me on Peacock. I really can't complain too much about it. Like, right. It was $7. I mean, I might say the show was doo doo, but I'm not mad that I paid $7 for it.
No.
It's actually a steal.
It is a steal.
Who you got for this one? Tony Storm or Deonna Purrazzo?
I say Tony Storm retains.
That's who I picked too, I believe.
I'm going with my theory because, oh my God, why do I keep forgetting her name?
Deonna?
No. Mariah May. I feel like Mariah May wants to be in the spotlight with Tony Storm, and Tony Storm is definitely going to like subconsciously shun her, and Mariah May is going to get tired of it, which is going to cost Tony Storm the title eventually.
Yeah, there's a storyline pattern with this, Derek. It's from like an old timey movie that Tony Khan has seen. Based on the Tony Storm character, I we'll see. It might work at the end of the day.
I'm hoping.
Pro wrestling shoot like that Sky Blue match, it was good. Business Before Pleasure sounds like an AEW pay-per-view name. Well, they're coming up with all these new ones. Mike, you're making me cough again, bro. apologies for everyone listening on audio. Like, I swear, apologies. Yep. Tony Storm been doing well. Sky Blue has improved.
Sky Blue has improved tremendously.
Tony for the win. How much was WCW charging for pay-per-views? $40 or $50 back then? It might have even been $50 for some of the big ones. Let me see. Oh, the Young Bucks, yes. AEW may be on Max for Forbidden Door. Could be.
Okay.
Dang, Conrad, get some rest, brother. Honestly, this just snuck up on me. I promise you, like,
it did. It really
at
did.
Like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I started feeling lousy again. I don't know what happened. Storm Wind, more story to tell. Will Ospreay's New Japan theme growing on me? No, I love that. That elevated is dope. Triple threat match, Derek. Samoa Joe defends the world championship against Swerve Strickland and Adam Hangman Page. Who needs to walk out as the champion?
Swerve needs to walk out as the champion.
You're predicting Swerve in the three-way.
No. I'm predicting that he deserves to win that. But I'm predicting that Joe retains only because Hangman has his own personal vendetta.
Against Swerve. Yes. Hangman will screw this up and screw both of them over is what I think happens.
Yes.
I even said it. Swerve has it won. Hangman screws him, ties him in the ropes, and then when he's about to do something, Joe chokes him out.
I take it. I feel like that's the way to go. That's the way to go. I feel like Swerve needs this title now, but then again, Swerve doesn't need this title right now. Only reason why I say he doesn't need it right now, I feel like he needs more of a backing. Like, he has, you know, like, everybody's doing it, but, like, I'm not feeling it like how it was when Jericho would come out and everybody was, like, singing. Like, you could feel the energy coming from the fans over the music. Like, granted, yes, I'm pretty sure all those people are not going to want to learn all the words to that, but I don't know. It doesn't feel Swerve-esque. To me,
I could see Swerve winning at Double or Nothing. I think that was what I originally was telling everybody. Swerve wins, and then Joe deserved this title run, though, no matter what, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I just don't see a reason for Hangman to get this back either.
No.
I just don't see him being in the mix right now. Me and Sean have been saying it, and I'm standing on this. All in for the world title, it needs to be Swerve versus Will Ospreay. That's it.
Yes.
And I'm standing on that, and that's just what it is.
That would be awesome.
I see a lot of people thinking Swerve's going to win. We'll see. We'll see. I think he can go either way, but if Joe wins, I'm not going to be upset either.
No. Won't be upset at all.
What I think will be the main event, Derek, Darby Allin and Sting versus, I guess, are they the Young Bucks or AEW's EVPs? I don't know what to call them.
AEW's EVPs.
Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. Sting and Darby. This is the match that they all came here for. Does Sting do the traditional drop the belt to my last opponent, put those guys over on my way out? Or do they go with the unthinkable and say, you know what? Let Sting and Darby win. I went with the unthinkable. Let Sting and Darby win.
Yeah.
Create more mystery.
Yeah, I say you let them win, and then we come back for the follow-up show. They relinquish the titles, or someone joins Darby as a tag team partner.
Interesting. Interesting. I like it. The middle-aged Bucks better lose, Hub says. Some controversial finish will happen. Joe chokes someone out and then pin. Yeah, I can see it. I'm saying this one time and one time only because I'm a traditional guy, but this time forget tradition. Sting is going to use his all his bumps in 2024 on his bump card. I think they're going to go crazy in this match.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's no rules. Yeah, tornado tag. They're going to be all over the place. Let's get it.
Let's make it happen. Let's rock with it.
Any parting words for Sting, Derek, before we get on out of here?
Sting, you have been the man for umpteenth amount of years. You have brought joy as a wrestling fan. You have brought joy to my life. Great matches, great promos, everything. Sting, definitely going to miss you, man. But I know the road less traveled is the best way to go.
Sting is the man. We're going to be honoring him on Clash of the Podcast this Monday, so make sure you guys check that out. In the chat right now, I got all of our socials popping up. Make sure you guys check us out on all your favorite social media platforms. If you got it, follow us at EPW Show everywhere. I got nothing else, man. No. If I don't feel like complete doo-doo, me and Derek will probably try to do a Revolution review. We'll see, though. That's pending a lot of things as well. I'll do my best. Sean put up, thank you, Sting. You've been great your entire career, and I'm one of the few to share this opinion, but I loved NWO Wolfpack Sting. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Come on, who didn't like Wolfpack Sting? Yeah. He came out. That was when Sting finally got a personality again. He said, was he the one who used to do like the little ears and all that? Yes. I don't know what Sting was doing back then.
I don't think Sting even knew what he was doing back then. But it is what it is. Sting, thank you. You are the man. Gonna miss you.
The man called Sting.
Putting them steroid in that booty.
That's from the Blade Runner days, Derek. See, this is why Rob should never send you them old clips. Derek thinks that is hilarious. Sting, yeah. Were you scared when that vulture was in the ring? Yeah, that was back in the day. Thank you, Sting. That's the best way to end this show tonight, man. Mike says, I'm with you, Sean. I always love Sting for what he has accomplished.
Yeah.
Same. Sting, can't thank you enough, but that's how we're going to end the show tonight. Thank you, Sting. Make sure you guys tune in for Revolution. Like I said, we'll either do a pay-per-view review on Sunday or we'll be here to talk about it on Monday on Clash of the Podcast, 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. We are out. For myself and the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. One.